effects of technology. If you want to be wealthy, perhaps one way you could do that is become an expert on the effects of technology, because obviously it's so profound. And I'm not an expert in this area, but I want to share a few thoughts. I mean, I do study technology a lot, but there's people that know more about this than I do. But I want to talk about why I think it's important in a couple of areas related to it. So any great disruption has profound consequences. Like when the printing press was invented, then it allowed basically the transfer of ideas from spoken to written, so that the masses could become educated. So it allowed for like public education. It allowed for leisure time much more. It allowed for propaganda. It allowed for so many different things. I mean, the agrarian lifestyle perhaps was even more profound. It allowed, or maybe industialization allowed for cities. People could congregate together in cities. The introduction of fire allowed for, so many things. I'm just trying to think of different kind of breakthroughs. How to get gathering, farming. Each major electricity. Steam engine, combustion engine, electric engine, blockchain, Internet of Things. I mean, each level of technology introduces so many convergences and applications. The iPhone, I mean, imagine the world without the iPhone, I mean, the cell phone and the iPhone. So let me kind of target this a little bit in terms of more specific types of thinking. So everybody knows certain kinds of effects of technology. One is that people are addicted to their iPhones. They check them constantly. Face-to-face social interactions have gone down because people do more texting and email. Some people are not even comfortable on the phone anymore. Maybe just do voicemails. I don't know. So things have become much more virtual. That includes social media. So it's more important how many Facebook and Instagram friends that you have than actually real friends in the world. And people think their Instagram friends are their friends. Kids used to play outside. Now they do gaming. There's a lack of differentiation between the virtual world and the real world. Eventually, we'll be spending so much time in virtual world that the real world will seem either boring or, we won't be aware. Like in the Matrix, I forget the exact movie because I've seen it several years ago, but we're living in one reality and we don't really realize it because we're immersed in another reality. That's a great danger. So social skills, is one application. What reality we live in is another. Those are more of the negative sides. On the positive sides, technology could create more empathy because we could learn the stories. Like storytelling is always going to be basic to human nature. So virtual reality and technologies of the future are also going to be infused with storytelling, so we'll be able to identify. Like in the distant past, we only knew what it was like to relate to people in our village, but now we have global communities. So on Facebook groups, for example, you can associate with people across the world that have similar interests to you, and people have self-selected this. So some people only watch CNN, some people only watch Fox. So perhaps some of the polarity in politics is accentuated and exacerbated because people just identify. It's like an echo chamber. It just reinforces what you already believe. So that could be a danger as well. So there's countervailing tendencies. On the one hand, we're becoming more and more isolated because we're removing ourselves from the real world. We're just self-identifying with groups that reinforce our own echo chamber. So we're more lonely. We're more limited in our thinking. But at the same time, if we're open to it, we can become much more eclectic and empathic because we can learn about other people. We can go to experiences. Like if we retain our curiosity, and I think that is kind of interesting, does technology make us more curious or less curious? So it's both. Because with Google, we can satisfy our curiosity to learn things that we never learned before. But it's like if it's so easy, then it's like things that are too easy discourage us, because in the older days, we had to actually go to the library and read books. Books are more maybe in depth, and conversations, are more perhaps in depth. deep discourses, like if we have philosophical discussions or scientific discussions, intellectual discussions, you know, now we're more to sound bites. Like Peter Thiel famously said, and I don't agree with everything from Peter, but he did say that, you know, we wanted flying cars, but we settled for 140 characters. So Instagram is just image of like a photo in Photoshop and people, you know, pretending to be something that they're not, perhaps. And Twitter is 140 characters. And, Fox and CNN and NBC are kind of like perhaps echo chambers. I mean, they do have some diversity, but they all the major networks to some degree seem to kind of try to reinforce. I'm not saying left or right. I think it's both. And so technology, you know, can aid curiosity in some ways because it can allow us to get access to the world's information. I mean, we could just spend all our time kind of like being in the, what's that library? Is it the Library of Alexandria that holds all? Like, I know for myself, I think a naturally curious person. And for me, technology is kind of like a boon rather than a bus because I could explore, you know, so many things that I didn't know before. And I think that, you know, if you're going to study technology, maybe one of the ways you could study is to find out how technology can make us more curious instead of less curious. How can it make it more empathic? How can it actually increase our social skills? Because you can use technology to learn about how to become a better communicator and then apply it in the world. How can we, you know, use technology to actually infuse our own experience to build our own skills that we use in the real world rather than just living vicariously through somebody else? So the effects of technology is an amazing and exciting field. And people that master it and study it, and use it for productive means, could not only become very wealthy, but very skilled and capable as well.